several of you have already reached out to claim the free Saba Home and Garden Show tickets. That's the miracle of the internet machine. And another miracle of the internet machine is we can kind of take a look on Thursday and Friday and see what have y'all hit on our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, more often this week than anything else, so that we can kind of see what your interest is all week long. And the number one webpage hit at Rosie on the House this past week was, what safety precautions should I take with my gas fireplace? So I knew exactly who I was going to call in the Rosie on the House referral network, the right expert for this topic. So I've invited Mrs. Becky Derendahl from Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts to join us for a short conversation. Let's help educate everybody about what they need to know about their fireplace. Miss Becky, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Rosie.
What are you up to today? What are your crews out doing today?
Well, we are definitely out working on this beautiful Saturday morning, I have to say.
And y'all been doing chimneys specifically here in the Maricopa County area for how long, Becky?
Well, we have been in the Valley for 36 years, and I'm proud to say 10 years of that we've been certified with Rosie on the House. So it's been a long journey, but a great one.
All right. So you Phoenix, Arizona, you wouldn't think would be a place you'd migrate to as a chimney sweep. You'd think you'd migrate to Denver or Vail or Aspen or Deer Valley. What got y'all to Arizona?
Well, I actually was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm an Arizona native. Basically, come to find out when we started our business back in 1985, when a lot of people were burning their chimneys quite often. There was no restrictions on them at all. There wasn't very many chimney sweeps, and we needed our chimney swept. So we just decided to take it on ourselves and just kind of went from there, became a business.
Well, that's great. And we've been very fortunate to have you as a partner. You've been a great partner, and the response we get from Arizona homeowners, and you've grown your company from just chimney sweep, and now you'll do dryer vent and air duct cleaning as well.
That's correct. Yes, we have just evolved over the years. So we started off strictly doing chimneys, but then we quickly added dryer vents because the request was just very prevalent that people also needed that done, and there wasn't an industry out there to do it. And then our customers were also asking for air duct cleaning, so we decided to go ahead and get into the air duct cleaning.
All right.
It's just been really wonderful, and, you know, that's been a great part of our business. We have EPA-certified technicians on staff, and, you know, we keep all three things going. So we specialize in chimney, dryer vent, and air duct cleaning.
All right. Now, what would we want Arizona homeowners to know about fireplace safety here just ahead of the season where they're getting ready to turn them on?
So I think one of the main things that you need to think about is how long has that fireplace been not serviced by a professional? If you are a frequent burner and you do burn your fireplace a lot during the winter months, you definitely want to have it inspected. There's much more to the inspection than just looking for creosote. A chimney professional is going to want to check over your fireplace to make sure the mortar joints are in good shape, your damper is operating properly, it's opening, it's closing as it should, the structure of the fireplace is solid, you don't have anything that could be falling apart in it that could cause a dangerous fire. You want to make sure that the chimney cap has a good spark arrestor on it to make sure that you are safe from those sparks jumping out onto something combustible outside, including your roof. I don't know, everybody knows about Rachel Way's fireplace that caught her roofing on fire in Tennessee not long ago. So that was a chimney fire caused by not having a spark arrestor. So there's a lot of important things that a chimney sweep is going to look for that maybe you as a consumer, you know, just really don't know what to look for.
Now, can you clean? My house was built in the 60s, and we have two wood-burning fireplaces that we converted to gas logs. And when we did that, we had y'all out to clean the chimneys. Now that they're gas logged, what do I need to be worried about and thinking about?
I think the most important thing with a gas fireplace is to make sure that your flue pipe is open and exhausting correctly. So it's important on a gas fireplace to have a chimney cap in addition, because that's going to keep birds from getting down in your chimney. It's going to keep them from nesting. It'll keep debris from flying into your chimney flue and down the fireplace. And most importantly, a spark arrestor also keeps rain out, which rain water is not good for any fireplace,
okay,
whether it be wood burning or gas. You just want to make the carbon is not combustible as much as the creosote in a wood burning fireplace. So on a wood burning fireplace, that's one of the number one reasons you want to get them swept out, is to remove the creosote. You just don't want it to get too thick on the walls of your chimney. Versus a gas fireplace that only emits carbon, but it still can get very dirty. The carbon can build up, especially if it's propane and not natural gas. So aesthetically, you might want to have it cleaned to get your logs set cleaned and that type of thing.
It's Becky Derendahl, owner of Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts. And Becky, I know you shared with me that y'all are slammed. You're very, very busy. But would you mind sharing your phone number if people are interested in getting a fireplace check and cleaned?
Absolutely. So you can reach me at 602-439-3218. And on that recording, it also gives you a couple of options. It gives you our email address and my text. If one of those two things are easier for you to contact me. And just in case I don't answer the phone, there's two other ways to be able to reach me. We did get really busy. The weather kind of moved up our season, I would say, a whole month. So it should be looking at Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks, not Halloween.
All right. Well, again, that's Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts, 602. 439-3218. You can find them at arizonachimneysweep.com, and you can always find them as a proud member of the Rosie on the House referral network. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com, selecting a preferred partner, and put your zip code in, and just put in the category chimney sweep. Becky Derendahl of Arizona Chimney Sweep and Air Ducts, thank you very much. Well, we've got callers now lining up here. Where shall we start? Shall we go down to Tucson and welcome Frank into the conversation? As a window project, it looks like. Good morning, Frank. Let's see if I can help you out.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Very good.
Right. I don't want to step the leader, but if I give you 15 window places to call, they cannot solve my problem.
Okay.
Here it is. I've got a picture window 5x5. The window is perfect. I know if I have to replace it new, $1,500 to $2,000, I think. I don't know. Anyway, I'm told that you have to get credible people to come and remove the window and then check on what, if it's wood, vinyl, steel, frame, and replace the frame and then put the window back. And then do what you do after that.
Frank,
maybe for $300.
Well, Frank, how old is your home?
1988.
Okay. So it's probably a frame home with foam on the outside and stucco?
That you got it right on the money.
Yeah, okay. That complicates the issue, Frank, and it complicates it a lot. Because at the point we're getting in there and removing the window frame, we are destroying all the weatherproof flashing that's buried underneath that stucco on top of the window frame. So we actually have to get in there and saw cut the stucco about a foot away from the window, remove all that stucco, pull the frame off, put a new frame on, put new flashing on, patch the stucco. I think what you're trying to do, do you have the capacity to take a picture of that and send it to me? What is a 1988 frame? The frame of that window's got to be aluminum, doesn't it?
I would think it is either aluminum or steel.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's aluminum. And what in that frame, is it rusted? Is it deteriorating? What about the frame?
No, it is somewhat, I guess I'd call it crystallizing, and it looks ugly. Cosmetically, it looks terrible. And here's a caveat to that. You're not going to believe this. Flies, house flies are coming in under that frame.
Okay. Do you have the capacity to go outside and take three or four pictures of this window and send it to me?
I can do that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Alicia's going to pick you up. We're going to give you the email address for you to email those photos. And let me see if I can't find a way of salvaging the aluminum. If it's crystallizing, we've got something going on. Let's see if we can't salvage the frame itself before we get in there and try and have to remove that frame. Because in a frame stucco house, that's a problem. It's really easy in a masonry home, but not very easy in a stucco home. We have another text here from someone that says, I have a brick lining the cement walk up to my house, and the brick looks horrible, but I don't have the money to replace them. Can I paint them? What do I do? Do not paint them. You will hate yourself. So I'll reach out to you. We took a call last week from a homeowner in Queen Creek who had a patio of red clay bricks that he was wanting cleaned and resurfaced. And I didn't know what to tell him. I did a little research on that this week. If it was a paver product, interlocking concrete paver product, I could have helped him. But the fact that it's a clay red brick, I'm going to have to get back in touch with you. So now I've got this research on cleaning red bricks for both you and the homeowner in Queen Creek. I'll wrap that up this week.